It's gun deer hunting season in Wisconsin. Some hunters are not only thinking of harvesting the meat, but the hides too. Tanning is top of mind, all the time, for a woman-owned business in rural southwest Wisconsin. The team at Driftless Tannery in Argyle, Wisconsin, is striving to live out its mission to naturally preserve an animal's hide, reduce waste, and protect the environment. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz takes us there.
Bethany Storm sort of backed into hide tanning. Her journey began in 2014 when her family struck out from the Chicago area to a windy High Point in Greene County. Storm wanted to give her two young daughters a healthier life. That meant growing tons of fruits and vegetables on their 5-acre parcel. A collection of chickens, goats, and sheep gradually followed. She was pretty much a vegetarian, but Storm discovered for her, knowing exactly where her family's food came from mattered. She began folding meat raised by fellow homesteaders into her meals.
So, well, my first year before I raised any animals, I was trading eggs for bacon. So my friend April raises pigs. I make lotions and soaps. I would trade those for pork or meat or whatever it was that I happened to be in need of.
She also was inspired to have the hide from her sheep and goats tanned. She sent the hides to a tannery and then had them turned into things you can see around her home. A tastefully displayed pillow here, a throw there.
So this is Jim. Jim was a hair sheep, and so he has this really kind of fun curly hair about him.
Storm says to her, harvesting a sheep, for example, meant using every bit possible out of respect for the animal and the earth. But finding a tannery that didn't use chemicals was difficult.
White ones, they were done commercially. What really struck me when I got those back is they smelled very strongly of chemical. I could taste it in my mouth when I sat next to them. You just knew that they had been through a lot.
Commonly called the chrome method, Storm says it's generally quicker and more fail-safe, but chromium is used. Not only was Storm concerned about the toxic heavy metal she smelled in her home, but the danger the industrial tanning method can have on the environment. In early 2020, Storm and two fellow homesteaders set out to learn how to tan naturally, experimenting first in a barn, then a warehouse. Before settling in this 1890s cheese factory in the wee town of Argyle, it's now their company, Driftless Tannery's home. Dozens of hides, mostly sheep, but some goats and deer too, are neatly hanging, awaiting their turn.
The biggest thing that we worry about here, because we don't use chemicals, is bacteria getting to the hide and slipping the hair off of it.
So what's in the bags here?
That's sodium bicarb. That's what we use to neutralize everything. So baking soda.
They use baking soda by the 50-pound bagful and lots of water. Salt, mimosa bark, and alum are also key ingredients of the process. Storm entered this world from a very different one. She's a biologist. Fellow founder Danielle Dockery spent years coordinating shipments internationally by air and ground in Chicago. Today, they're often elbow or sometimes ankle deep in tanning. Dockery says much of their equipment has been donated or modified, or the women have made it themselves. That includes everything from the work tables to the concoction they use later in the process to oil the skin.
We start in this power washing cabinet that we built. We started with a similar setup, but no curtain. And for a year, we just took the back spray right to the face. It was pretty miserable until we could afford a curtain, because these aren't cheap. It's from like a butcher shop.
Hides stream in from around the country, from people looking for a natural tanning option. Dockery pages through their most recent orders.
Connecticut, Georgia, Minnesota, Vermont. Truly, we get them from coast to coast. We haven't yet gotten anything from Hawaii or Alaska, but everywhere else.
Customers send in their hides. They must be salt dried. Driftless Tannery either sends the finished product back or will sell it on the customer's behalf. Bethany Storm says their mission goes beyond practicing the most natural tanning method possible. They want to demonstrate that sheep, for example, can be twice as valuable, especially to small family farms.
A lamb off the hoof, they're going to net about $150 from the meat in sales. They could get the same amount of money after our processing to sell the hide, which is really big for a farmer.
And to prove hides have added economic value. They're working with a local seamstress who's creating pillows, bags, mittens, and muffs. And Driftless is nurturing other entrepreneurs. Soon, a women-owned butcher will be opening up shop in Argyle.
We've been working close with them for years to get them up and running.
In the meantime, Danielle Dockery says they continue to tweak and improve their operation.
Because there are times where, like, holy moly, can we physically keep this up?
She says the addition of John Thompson to the team is helping tremendously. At the moment, the Argyle resident is hoisting hides that have been pickling in a mixture of water, citric acid, a natural compound, and salt. Thompson is both busy and a man of few words.
I saw an ad in the paper, and here I am.
So what do you think of this operation?
I like it.
At the other end of the building, Stella Jacoby is working with the nearly finished product.
Kind of stretching them and softening them up.
She seems to have dropped in magically from the heavens. Her family lives 10 miles away. She's homeschooled and finishing her high school requirements and had already tanned a couple of hides on her own before coming on the tannery scene.
The first hides I did on my own were deer hides because my dad was like, there's nothing you can do with them, throw them away. And I felt bad not using that piece. And so I looked it up on the internet and I figured out how to do it. And because I didn't want to waste it. And that's kind of part of the whole mission of this is using every part.
Driftless Tannery's mission seems to be catching on naturally. They filled 800 orders this year. In 2023, the team anticipates surpassing 1,000. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
Support for environmental reporting is provided in part by Brico Fund.